Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Now, friendship is a very special gift that God gave to us. It brings a lot of joy and happiness. That is, if you choose the right friends. In today's lesson, you are going to meet mouse, crow, turtle, and deer. They are very good friends. Our lesson is called The Magic of Friendship. Once again, The Magic of Friendship. And the question I have for you is, what did Crow see in the morning? What did Crow see in the morning? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's get started. Come with me.
The magic of friendship. That's what friends are for. Four good friends lived in the forest near a lake. Every day, mouse, crow, turtle, and deer met to drink at the lake. Every day, they talked and told each other interesting stories. One day, deer did not come to the lake to drink water or to visit. Mouse, crow, and turtle were concerned.
"I saw a hunter in the forest this morning," said Crow. "I am afraid that deer might be hurt."
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看标题中的 magic， 这个不可数名词。Magic 是指魔力、魅力或者是神奇。例如 ,this article discusses the magic of humor and how it connects people. 这篇文章讨论幽默感的神奇之处以及它如何可以连接人与人之间的关系。或者是 the movie which was set in Paris really shows the magic of this beautiful city. 这部电影的背景设在巴黎，真实的表达了这个美丽都市的魅力。Magic 也可以指魔法，例如 the pumpkin was turned into a carriage by magic.这个南瓜因为被施了魔法变成了马车。接下来我们看 concerned 这个形容词。concerned 原本是 concern， 使挂念或使忧虑的这个动词的过去分词。当形容词是指担心的或忧虑的。如果要说明为什么担心，是用 about 或者是 for 这两个介系词。例如 I'm really concerned for Amy's health. She has looked weary and weak lately.我很担心 Amy 的健康，她最近看起来又累又虚弱。Concern 后面也可以加上 that 子句来表达担心的事。例如 ,Mark is concerned that he won't be able to get his bonus this year. Mark 很担心今年会拿不到奖金。
So Gabe, do you have a lot of friends?
Do I have a lot of friends?
Or, here, let me rephrase the question. Do you enjoy making new friends?
You know, I do. I really do enjoy making new friends. You know, strangers to me are just friends that I have not met yet. That's kind of my personality and my attitude. But you asked about friends, if I have a lot of friends. I really value true friendship, you know, good friends, deep friendships, where you can talk about a lot of...honest things and deep things. And I have to say, maybe I don't have a lot of people that I can share deeply with.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
That does. So in other words, you know a lot of people, and then there's a fewer number of people that are closer.
Right.
That you consider your closer friends. And those friends, maybe you share deeper stuff with them.
Yeah, exactly. Rebecca, have you ever heard that in the span of a lifetime, like, you know, 80, 90 years,that it's said that people only have 5 true friends?
Wow.
Like it's hard to actually get more than 5 or 10 true friends.
Well, I definitely would believe that. That's incredible, though, only 5 or 10 true friends.
Yeah.
Well, friends, you're our friends too. We are here talking about the magic of friendship, and friendship is a very special gift. I do think that God created friendship, and he intended for...people to have friends.
Exactly. You know, earlier this month, we learned about that phrase, an olive branch, right? The story of Noah. Actually, Sometimes people say God appears a little harsh in that story, but actually, God really does want to be friends with the people that he created. And so it's important for us to do our part as well and to love God, because friendship is really important.
That's right. And we read this phrase right under the title, "That's what friends are for." And this is a phrase that we would like for you to know. And when might you use this phrase? Well, you can use this phrase when, let's say, for example, that you've just helped a friend out. And they say, "Oh, you shouldn't have helped me." They can say, "Well, that's what friends are for."
And it makes me think of that song by James Taylor, "That's what friends are for." You know that one? "Through good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore." All right, enough of my singing. That's what friends are for. There are many songs about friendship. But it does make me think of a time when I was about to go on stage and give a presentation, and my friend backstage told me, "Gabe, your zipper is open."
Oh.
I was like, "Oh my goodness, thanks for telling me." He said, "That's what friends are for."
Oh, that's a great story. Great story. That's what friends are for. They're there to help you in the good times and the bad times and just be there for you. Well, in this story, we're going to meet a group of friends. A very unique and interesting bunch of friends, if I might add. We read, "Four good friends lived in the forest near a lake. Every day, Mouse, Crow, Turtle, and Deer met to drink at the lake."
Okay, so our friends today are all animals.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Okay, so they're meeting at the lake. Could we say that this place was their hangout spot?
Ah, yes, hangout spot. I would definitely say that Mouse, Crow, Turtle, and Deer would meet at a hangout place. And what is a hangout place or a hangout spot? This is just a place that lots of people like to go to do what? To hang out.
That's right. So Deer and her friends are just hanging out at the lake. That's another phrase we use. We like to hang out. So this is our hangout spot. You know, a couple of friends and I like to go to a waterfall in Nehu. It's been a while. But that was a good hangout spot for a while. I know some other people who like to just hang out at the Mita Bakery near our office, and that is their hangout spot.
That's right. So there can be lots of different hangout places or hangout spots. But in our story, the hangout spot is the lake. So these four friends gather together at the lake to drink water. What a great thing to do, to hang out, drink water. Every day they talked and told each other interesting stories. Ooh, I like stories.
Well, do you like to swap stories, Rebecca? Because I like telling stories. You like telling stories. Maybe we can swap stories.
Hey, that's a great phrase for you guys to know. To swap stories. What does this mean? Well, this just means people take turns sharing a story.
Yeah, usually there's a reason for it, right? There's a reason why you're hanging out. Maybe you're sharing stories about a similar topic, right? Oh, that happened to you? Well, this happened to me. You know, sometimes after a war, of course, soldiers experience different things. And after a war, soldiers might swap stories about what happened when they were at war.
That's right. And so that's kind of what these friends were doing. They were swapping stories. Well, one day, Deer did not come to the lake to drink water or to visit. Mouse, Crow, and Turtle were concerned. Now, I could understand why they would be concerned, because they do the same thing every day. And then one day, something's a little unusual.
Exactly. That's why it's good to have friends. People can get familiar with you and your actions and your habits, and they realize what's unusual. Well, here's the answer to Rebecca's earlier question. The crow saw a hunter in the morning. All right, so we're going to find out what happened to Deer afterwards, but right now it's time for
the Info Cloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Today, I want to talk about friendship.
That's a great topic. And there are so many good English phrases about friendship. One of my favorites is, a friend in need is a friend indeed.
That's a good one. Now, there's some debate on how this phrase started and what it originally meant. But most people today agree on a single meaning.
Right. And what does a friend in need is a friend indeed mean? Well, it means that a friend who helps you through a difficult time, a time when you are in need, is a true friend.
Another friend-related phrase that I like is friends in high places. In this phrase, high places refers to positions of power or authority. So if someone has a friend in high places, that person can ask their friend to use their power to help them get something they want.
Right. For example, he got the job because he has friends in high places. Maybe he didn't deserve the job or wasn't qualified for the job, but because he has powerful friends, he got the job anyway.
我们常说患难见真情，英文也有一句类似的谚语， A friend in need is a friend indeed. 这句话的字面意思是在穷困潦倒时的朋友才是真朋友。换句话说，在你最需要帮助时帮助你的才是真正的朋友。还有一种朋友是 friends in high places， 意思是在高位有权有势的朋友。有些人会凭着这样的朋友帮助他们的事业发展。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the magic of friendship. That's right, friendship is a very special gift that God gave to us. Now, in this story, we meet a very unique group of friends. We meet mouse, crow, turtle, and deer. Imagine that. These four unique animals all come together.And our friends. Well, they used to meet every day at the lake to drink water. One day, deer didn't show up. What happened to deer? Let's find out now.
The magic of friendship. Fly over the forest, Crow, said Mouse. Please see if you can find our friend deer.Crow flew over the forest. It took only moments before Crow saw deer caught in a trap made of ropes. She flew back right away to get her friends to help deer escape the trap. When the other animals arrived, Mouse began to chew the ropes with her teeth. Crow pecked at the ropes with her beak. Turtle kept talking to deer to help her stay calm.
Alright, 继续我们看 pack 这个动词。Pack 是指鸟类啄食或啄穿。例如 the chickens on the ranch are packing around on the ground looking for food. 这个农场里的鸡到处啄来啄去寻找食物。或者是 these geese were busy packing at the grain and didn't notice the farmer taking away their eggs. 这些鹅忙着啄食着麦谷没有注意到农夫正在把鹅蛋拿走。或者是 I saw a robin packing at my maple tree this morning.我今天早上看到一只知更鸟正在啄我的枫树。Peck 也指轻轻的快速的吻。例如 My daughter pecked my cheek goodbye. 我的女儿在我脸颊上轻轻的亲了一下跟我拜拜。接着我们看 beak 这个名词。beak 是指鸟的喙。例如 The parrot's beak is yellow and shaped like a hook. 这只鹦鹉的喙是黄色的而且形状像个钩子。或者是 These birds' tube-shaped beaks help them to suck honey from flowers.这种鸟管状的鸟嘴帮助它们可以吸取花蜜。 或者是 penguins use their beaks not only for eating, but also for grooming their feathers. 企鹅用它们的喙不只是吃东西，而且还可以整理它们的羽毛。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so earlier we learned that mouse, crow, and turtle were very concerned about their friend deer because deer didn't show up to the lake one day to drink water. Well, we continue...By reading, fly over the forest, crow, said mouse. Please see if you can find our friend deer.
So, what's going to happen now? Well, crow flew over the forest. It took only moments before crow saw deer caught in a trap made of ropes. Now, let's take a break for a minute and talk about a phrase there. If something takes amount of time before something else happens, how do you use that phrase?
That's a very good question, Gabe. Well, here's another way that you can use this phrase. It took 1 month before Paul realized he was too busy, and he had to quit school.
That's right. So you use this phrase to talk about you're doing something and how much time it takes before the final result. Okay, so for another example, a group of people got lost in a forest, and it took days before anybody found them. But I'm glad somebody found them.
Well, yes, I'm definitely glad someone found them too, so yeah. Everybody is okay. Well, back to our story. It took only moments before Crow saw a deer caught in a trap made of ropes. He flew back right away to get his friends to help deer escape the trap. Now, you see that word, escape? We're going to talk about that word. If you escape from something, this means that you get free from something.
Yeah, for example, a lot of people in jail or people in prison are trying to figure out ways to escape jail or to escape prison, right? There have been a lot of books and movies made about this kind of topic. But of course, there are even more serious times when people might need to escape to try to save their lives, like in that movie Taken or the sequel. People were definitely trying to escape from evil men.
And I think deer is probably in a similar situation. She is trapped. She's stuck in a trap. Now, there can be different types of traps, right? The trap in our story is like a rope trap.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can see, here is a mouse trap. There aren't any ropes, but it looks more like a cage.
Yeah. Poor little mousey. I hope he doesn't get eaten by a green-eyed monster cat.
Yeah, me too. I think he's probably safe from the green-eyed monster, but maybe not safe from, perhaps not safe from other things.
Yeah. Well, friends, let's continue with our story here. What's going to happen to deer? We read on here what happens. Okay, mouse began to chew through the ropes. Crow pecked at the ropes with his beak. So deer is not in a cage, of course, not a mouse trap. She's trapped with ropes. Turtle kept talking to deer to help her stay calm. So what is he trying to do? Is he trying to...
Let me tell you. He's trying to calm her nerves.
That's right.
That's what you were thinking of, right? Now, if you calm someone's nerves, or if you calm your own nerves, this just means that you make someone calm down.
For example, at the end of a long and stressful day, it's nice to just listen to relaxing music while I'm in a hot bath. That will really calm my nerves.
Well, you know something that always calms my nerves?
What's that, Rebecca?
That is an SC challenge.
Are you kidding me? The challenge calms your nerves?
Oh, because I'm not being challenged.
It makes people nervous. Okay, let's go to the
SC challenge.
Welcome to the SC challenge. Today we have Andre.
Hello.
Hello. And Hazel.
Hi, everyone.
Are you guys ready for a challenge?
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good. Before we start the challenge, let's play Make Me Guess. So this is a challenge for me. Hazel and Andre are thinking of a word, and I have to guess what word it is based on their clues. Now, since our lesson has a lot of animals in it, the category will be animals. So do you guys have some clues for me? Andre, do you want to go first?
Okay, this animal sometimes lives in a tree.
Oh, boy. Oh, okay. Sometimes lives in a tree. I'm thinking of a few animals. Hazel, what's your clue?
This animal loves bananas.
Okay. I think I got it. Friends, do you know what this is? It has to be sloth. Right? Right, guys? Because sloths live in trees.
But no, this animal goes,
oh.
Do you know what that is?
That's a monkey.
Yes.
There you go.
You're right.
All right. I got it on the second guess. Okay, friends, I'm sure you knew the correct answer. Now it is time for them. Okay, you guys ready for this? Number one, where do mouse, crow, turtle, and deer often meet? Andre.
Is it a lake?
Hazel, do you have a guess?
In the forest.
In the forest, actually?
By the lake.
Nice. Well, by the lake is correct. Andre has 1 point. Very nice. Well, Hazel, I'm sure they like to hang out in the forest, too.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Number two. Okay. Deer did not come to the lake today. Which word best describes how the other animals felt? Here are your options. A, surprised. B, excited. C, scared. Or D, worried. Anybody have a guess? Hazel?
I think they were lonely and worried.
Lonely and worried. Andre?
I think they were scared.
Scared?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the best description is D, worried. Good job, Hazel.
Thank you.
Now, do you guys remember which word our lesson actually used?
I do. I think it was concerned.
That's right, Andre. Concerned. Okay, so very good. Friends, I'm sure you got that as well. Worried or concerned. Number three, how did mouse try to help deer escape? A, by pecking at the ropes. B, by burning the ropes. Or C, by chewing the ropes. Hazel?
C, which stands for chewing.
C does stand for chewing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Andre, do you have a guess?
I think she's correct. You beat me to it.
All right. Well, friends, if you guessed C, chewing the ropes, you are all correct. Hazel, you are the winner for today.
Yay!
Nice job. Friends, we'll see you next time for the SC Challenge.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Well, I don't know about you, Rebecca, but if I were tied up with ropes, I would hope that my friends came to my rescue.
I would hope so, too. I would hope that I have good enough friends that would want to take the time to rescue me from a rope trap.
Yeah, so friends, what kind of friend are you? Are you the kind that likes to help other people in need? I hope so. I hope we can all become like that. Friends, we have more to learn about the magic of friendship next time, right here on
Studio Hospital. A friend just at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.